just passed Gaylord.
Gaylord. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I was there.
So we just got done listening to what's that on the left? Truck, car. I don't know if that's
something coming out onto the highway.
But we, yeah, we just got done listening to Jason up in his brain. Thank you for taking us through Jack in the Box. I've never been. Now I can say I've been to Jack in the Box virtually. Oops, there we go. And then we listen to Michael.
Gaylord had a Harley Davidson truck.
I think we beat that one to death already. Okay. yeah, the podcast that shall not be named. And that was a good one, Michael. Definitely. And yes, we are. Michael shot us a text that, hey, the Jeep is better from the Jeep doctor. We need to go down into town and pick it up. So we're looking forward to doing that.
Well, that's the only reason we're coming up.
Yeah, we actually...
Take Michael to the Jeep doctor.
To the Jeep doctor to pick up his Jeep.
Then we're going
to
say, see ya.
Yep, 1,100 miles. One way. Have to pick up the Jeep. Get it to the house. Have a cup of coffee. Head down the dusty trail. No, but, yeah, right now, Michigan, about 90 miles from the Mackinac Bridge.
And we gotta say, the southern part of Michigan, like, just as you leave Toledo and you come across the Michigan line, and for, hour and a half, yeah, our impression of Michigan, it's Pennsylvania up north.
Yeah. Really pretty. It's like Pennsylvania.
It looks just like Pennsylvania. But then we got up onto Route 75 here, and we're further north as we're approaching the Mackinac Bridge, and it's
New Jersey-ish.
It's, yeah, almost New Jersey-ish / New Hampshire-ish. It reminds me of the Jersey Pine Barrens, but they have more maples and oaks and things than just pines. But it's flat, like Jersey. It's definitely unique.
Yeah.
It's a unique area. So, we're kind of liking it.
Yeah, real pretty.
I mean, nice, huge highway going up to the Mackinac.
Absolutely. Traffic
is... 70 mile an hour...
70? You're doing 90, dude. Who are you?
I'm saying the speed limit's 70.
I'm like, wow, man, I didn't know a Prius could go this fast.
You just start going, and you look down and say, oh, crap.
Yeah, there's nothing in the way. We've got a super-duper radar detector, and we got one that's blind in one eye and can't see out the other. So we got that covered.
And it's deaf at that.
So we're, just cruising right along, and 52 degrees Fahrenheit outdoors, and cloudy, overcast, and kind of gray, but it's not raining.
No. And we did stop at the jerky.
Oh, yes, the jerky.
We filled up at the jerky.
The mobile stop. We got 7 cups of gasoline for the Prius. Added that to the 3 cups that were already in the tank. So.
7 cups for the Prius and about 10 cups of coffee for Joel and I.
Yep, so we should be good to go there.
And we got some sodas, and I was tempted to get some of that jerky.
I thought about it, but I'm thinking, you know what? I don't want to be eating, jerky and sausages.
Based on what you said, what jerky and sausage does to you, I think that was a wise decision.
Yeah, it's to enjoy the road trip, I shall not partake. I'll tell you one thing, though. The exits are pretty darn spread out here on 75.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of when you're going, like, western Massachusetts and into New Hampshire or going up to Maine. If you're going up to Maine, it could be 30, 40 miles between exits to get off the highway. So, you plan accordingly. And I sent Michael a text. We sent Michael a text saying, man, there ain't nothing down here on 75. I mean, to really, look at, aside from some, the scenery. But as far as getting off and getting on and civilization, he said, it's nothing. The further north you get, the more remote she gets. So, kind of looking forward to that, and want to plan accordingly. Make sure we get plenty of fuel
Yep. And gotta say that the leaves are definitely changing up here.
Yeah.
Nice, pretty leaves.
My God, we sound like tourist leaf peepers.
Hello, Michigan leaf peepers.
That's another thing on my list, bucket list I can check off. Been Michigan leaf peeper. Done.
Done.
So, figured we'd shoot out a podcast since we just listened to, like I said, Jason's and Michael's, and I'm going to try and pick something else out of the old Downcast. And,
sorry.
I don't know. I think we may head into the Jonathan Files.
Yep.
It's cheerful. All right, catch you guys later.